Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, George Metkovich. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Zuber. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Zuber. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. And now, play ball. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Pesci reaches second base with a double. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is walked intentionally. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. DiMaggio is chasing the ball. Tucker rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Appling reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Appling moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball four. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell takes first base on ball four. Wright moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kennedy scores. One out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball four. Wright moves to third. Quell moves to second. Charlie Wagner now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball four. Wright scores. Quell moves to third. Michaels moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney bunts towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rigney for the out. QL scores. Michaels moves to third. Tresh moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, White Sox. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a fly ball into right field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball 4. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Russell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a pop-up towards third. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. QL strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, York hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Callaway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Metkovich reaches second base with a double. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Appling reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive towards short. Pesky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. QL is walked intentionally. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Tresh bunts towards third. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. York moves to third. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. York scores. One out. It's 5-1, White Sox. Paul Campbell pinch hits for Charlie Wagner. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Clem Dreesweerd now pitching. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tucker moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tucker scores. One out. It's 6-1, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Wright moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to third. QL moves to second. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pesky bunts towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dries Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr bunts towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Yerk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yerk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yerk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.